Washington, some within the party have called for President Biden to step aside in the 2024 race. CBS's Nicole Killian.
There is not necessarily a consensus right now that people do have different views. Some people have other views of what they feel the ticket should look like. Some people have some very personal concerns with respect to, you know, polling and how this race and other races down ballot could play out. And then there are others who just feel like, look, this guy is our nominee. We need to move forward.
CBS's Nancy Cordes says the president has the NATO summit to deal with in Washington.
It's important not just for the international audience, but for a domestic audience as well, to see him amongst world leaders, talking with them both informally and then formally in an address that he's giving later today.
Now to Santa Fe, New Mexico. CBS's Elise Preston is covering jury selection for Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial.
The hope is that this can happen in a day. The judge has indicated that she would like opening statements to kick off tomorrow, with the trial wrapping up by next Friday. But there are 60 witnesses that they're going to have to get through in order for that to happen.
Power crews are working to restore electricity in hurricane-battered portions of East Texas. Don Murta is cleaning up damage at his home outside Houston.
Just driving through the neighborhood, it looks like everybody got a little bit of it. So it's just one of those things of nature you got to deal with, right?
No let up to the western heat wave that's been deadly. CBS's Carter Evans is in Nevada.
In Las Vegas, about half the patients in the burn unit at University Medical Center are being treated for pavement burns.
The pavement, 163 degrees. How long does it take for someone to get burned when the pavement's that hot?
Just a few seconds, you can get a second degree burn from that. And in a few minutes, you can get a third degree burn.
Well, Federal Reserve Chief Jerome Powell tells Congress there has been considerable progress toward the goal of beating inflation.
Incoming data for the first quarter of this year did not support such greater confidence. The most recent inflation readings, however, have shown some modest further progress. And more good data would strengthen our confidence that inflation is moving sustainably toward 2%.
And economists say with the job market cooling, interest rate cuts could be closer. His family says Jim Inhofe, the Republican senator from Oklahoma who stepped down last year, has died at 89. He once called man-made climate change the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on the American people. Wall Street's right now, the Dow is down 21 points. The S&P is up 11. NASDAQ is up 45. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. A woman was found dead in a Racine house fire yesterday, a day after another fire where everyone was able to get out. In both instances, officials say there were no working smoke alarms. A closure of part of 52nd Street in Kenosha starts today. The area between 22nd Avenue and 30th will be shut down for 5 weeks. Remnants of Hurricane Beryl may bring rain to our area tonight, the latest coming up in the forecast. A memorial service for Jonathan Delagrave is being held today at Grace Church. Racine County will hold a special election December 19th to choose a new county executive. On the same day a new Racine County roundabout was approved, there was another crash at that intersection. Closures start next week at Highways 75 and A in Dover, with another crash involving three vehicles yesterday. UW Parkside Chancellor Lynn Akey is getting a raise. The UW Board of Regents voted yesterday to boost pay for all chancellors. The Parkside pay is now at about $275,000 annually. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a three-game series at home tonight against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Colin Ray will get the start for Milwaukee. Garrett Mitchell off to a slow start at the plate. The 25-year-old center fielder just 3-for-17 with a batting average of 176. I asked him what's been the biggest hurdle coming back from shoulder surgery last year and then a broken hand this year.
I never felt like throughout the whole process that there was a big hurdle. I would say, obviously, like when you come into spring training, right, you got to kind of kind of get all of the soreness and like baseball stuff, you know, get back into shape again. So I think the biggest part was probably just kind of getting through the soreness. But after like the first week of being back, it was pretty normal again.
Basketball, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo packing his bags for the Olympics in Paris. Later this month, he led Team Greece to qualify for the games with a win over Croatia. They'll compete with 12 other teams for a gold medal, including France, Australia, and the U.S. Giannis is 29 years old. This will be his first time at the Olympics. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy and mild today as Tropical Depression Barrel lifts towards us, bringing high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees and chances of rain by this evening. Mainly falling throughout the overnight hours and into tomorrow afternoon before the system kicks on out of here. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios. WRJN.
It's been a
and we listen. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And today, 50% off of our big deal. And it is a big deal. Tony Chen's Chinese restaurant. Spend $10, get a $20 gift certificate. So go on our big deals tab on WRJN.com. Click on it and enjoy. Here's Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when
Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Down. Oh, but I'm over.
Timeless Hits, WRJN Orleans. You're still the one, babe. You are. Hey, if you've got an Apple phone, you know, especially after what happened with Ascension, being careful of all your emails and everything. Well, now if you've got an Apple phone, there's a new cyber attack, and it's pretty sophisticated. It sends you a text that says, Apple, important request, iCloud visit, sign in. And it's even got a CAPTCHA challenge to appear legit. People are falling for it, but it's actually a smishing scheme to get into your phone and, of course, mess you up really bad with your Apple phone. So be real careful. If the number doesn't look legit, the phone number, if it looks like a random number, that's your first sign that this thing is a smishing. This is what they're calling a smishing scheme.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Tony Chen's Chinese restaurant in Racine. Every dish served is love on a plate. Mouthwatering egg foo young, savory Mongolian chicken, crispy egg rolls, and flavorful fried rice. Tony Chen's has something for everyone, and they take pride in serving you the finest Chinese dishes made with the finest ingredients. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10 at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I hear something saying. Sound of the men working on the chain. Yeah.
know.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them mourning their lives away, then you hear somebody say,
that's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Timeless news right here at WRJN. Gonna be checking in with Stuart J. Waddles and local news in just a couple minutes. Right now it's Tommy Rowe and Dizzy. I get that way sometimes.
Dizzy. I'm so dizzy. My head is spinning like a whirlpool. It never ends. And it's you, girl, making it spin.
Deep inside.
Listen, local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Ah, the tracks of my tears, especially the realization how muggy it is outside right now. And the fact that my air conditioner in my car decided to take a dump like 2 weeks ago. So it's going to be a fun ride home. I have all the windows down, a real air conditioning, and that is all four windows rolled down. Let the trucks come in. Cloudy with a chance of showers later tonight, probably likely, and it seems like some of that weather will be up from a hurricane or a tropical storm Beryl now, which kind of cool. That happened a few years ago, right, Stuart? Do you remember that?
Wait, I'm Stuart now?
Oh, wait a moment. I'm sorry.
I'm gone for a week and I'm Stuart
Rich.
Now.
Yeah, we forgot who you are, man. Who are you again? Rich, I'm so sorry.
I don't even know who I am sometimes.
I get it. You're on vacation. Now you're back to reality.
I know. It's good to be back. Absolutely.
Am I even alive? No. Remember a few years ago when we had remnants from another tropical storm?
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah.
And it had that weird smell, actually kind of a floral smell that we got from coming up from the south.
I don't remember that, but I will take your word for it.
Well, that just means like, you have no idea what you're talking
about. Who needs Febreze when you have the floral smell coming from these tropical storms?
Exactly, you don't have to pay for it. So that's pretty likely tonight with the light showers and stuff like that. That's probably from Beryl. That's what they've been saying on the news. And not the good news either. If you remember when you kind of screw up and you go, yeah, coming up, good news. And then we're like, no, wait, if it's in the news, it ain't good.
You know what? There is another smell coming into town. Starting tonight, the Pittsburgh Pirates are coming to town.
Yeah, there's a smell.
Face the Milwaukee Brewers tonight.
I know. Pre-game, 6:35 on AM 1400, 99.9 Racine, and 98.1 Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The family of a Milwaukee man who died at the hands of private security guards is demanding accountability. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner has ruled Deontay Mitchell's death on June 30th a homicide. Criminal charges, though, have not been filed. The family's lawyer wants Milwaukee police to release body cam video. Milwaukee is getting ready for next week's Republican National Convention. County Executive David Crowley says the Office of Emergency Management and the Sheriff's Department have been especially busy.
Making sure the attendees, protesters, vendors are all safe. But we also have to make sure that we have some traffic management as well, making sure that we can have the traffic flow going through and throughout downtown.
Crowley speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A woman was found dead in a Racine house fire early yesterday morning, just a day after another fire on Victory Avenue where everyone got out safely. Racine fire crews responded to the fire on West Crescent Street near Case Harmon Park shortly before 7 a.m. yesterday, quickly putting out the flames, but finding the victim near the fire's origin. Officials note that both recent fires lacked working smoke detectors. A main Kenosha artery is getting cut off today. State Highway 158, aka 52nd Street, is closing for a five-week construction project. It's between 22nd and 30th Avenues. The closure, scheduled to last until August 13th, will significantly impact traffic patterns with a full road closure at the 52nd Street and 28th Avenue intersection. Detour routes are posted, and they include using 30th Avenue, Washington Road, and 22nd Avenue. What's left of Beryl could come through here tonight. The National Weather Service says part of southeastern Wisconsin is likely to see precipitation from what was a hurricane. The threat of more heavy rain has forecasters warning about flooding. The latest is coming up in the forecast. In response to rising costs, Ascension Wisconsin has raised room and board prices at its area hospitals. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that the increase is about a 20% jump, marking their first price increase since July of 2022. The price hike comes after a cyber attack that disrupted Ascension's operations earlier in the summer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy and mild today as Tropical Depression Beryl lifts towards us, bringing high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees and chances of rain by this evening, mainly falling throughout the overnight hours and into tomorrow afternoon before the system kicks on out of here. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
WRJN. The lead singer, he along with Jerry Rafferty, Joe Egan, passed away on Sunday. He's 77 years old. Here's the Yardbirds and...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the name of the song.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you
more than dirt.
Mm, the Doors, Touch Me. Love it. Love it. And that line never gets old. Mr. Clean. Boy, I mean, that I would, as a kid, I would beg for Mr. Clean just because of that song. The Doors made me a Mr. Clean fan. And you know what? It did make the floor sparkling beautiful. We've got news coming up in the next 15 with Mike Clemens in sports and, of course, Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
When you've got real work to do, metal supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And all it takes is a few clicks. We make buying metal online easy so you can spend less time shopping and more time getting things done. Metal supermarkets, the convenient stores for metal. Place an order online today at metalsupermarkets.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Yeah.
11 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits. Here's Arby Greaves. Take a letter.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past 10, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Thank you.
squire just came out to mow his lawn. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to care. Susan's gray, she's proud today because the roses are in bloom. Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV in every room. Hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery.
Sits and very fitting that this song came out during the beginning of the Vietnam War. The Monkees, Pleasant Valley Sunday, where all the houses look the same. They do in my neighborhood. I'm okay with that. Normally, my house looks like crap, but hey, looks just like every other house there. We're going to go up the country now with Canned Heat.